Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Tune Up with Deb is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Once again, here's your host, Deb Ross.
My guest today is Julie Ortinsky. She is with All West Glass here in Prince George, and we have been talking about energy efficiency and reducing our utility bills by upgrading windows. Now, that can be quite a lot of cash leaving our pockets if we have an older home and we're wanting to upgrade our windows. So, Julie, let me just fly this question at you. If I only had maybe half as much money set aside to do a window replacement on an older home, what windows should I focus on if I have a choice? I have just some money, but I don't have the budget for replacing every window in my home.
The ones that are falling apart the most.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, seriously, okay, so we see a lot of old wood frame windows, right? And, you know, fine in their time, but you see, okay, hardware falling apart and therefore, say, a window not closing properly. So then you're having even more air leakage, right? A potential rot in many cases, right? So, I mean, start with the ones that really need to be done, right?
Yes.
And then we strongly recommend that if people can do it, to go with what we refer to as a casement style window, or in the same series, it is an awning window. So a casement, easy terms, it opens and closes like a door. So these windows, or this series of windows, are the most energy efficient, whether you're looking at double or triple, and of course triple that much more, because they seal very, very well. And if you use that image of a door, so it's closing onto a frame, and I mean, so terrific weather stripping, the refining that's gone on over the past years in the vinyl window industry is quite something. Okay, so we can compare those to sliders. Okay, so you can have sliders that slide horizontally or that slide vertically. So by virtue of their design, they have greater air leakage, right? They just do, because one component has to bypass another component, right? So again, vastly improved over your clunky old aluminum sliders that you, well, we still see them, right? They've done their time, but not as good as the casement series, right? So a few dollars, buy less windows, get the casement series, right?
So there's been a lot of improvements in the technology going
Absolutely.
Into building the windows, but also in the technology in terms of the mechanisms for moving the windows, I imagine.
Absolutely.
We had an older home in out of town a little bit that had the casement style windows.
Sure, right.
The hardware for opening the windows, that always seemed the first to go. And it was
yes.
the rotation, the rotary.
Oh, it was a rotation type, yeah, because there's a few different types though out there, the old lever style, the rotation type. Yeah, and I mean, really, from one manufacturer to another, I can easily say vast improvements. By and large, you're getting lifetime guarantees on that hardware. And as with all things, there's various grades available, but it is not an issue. I know I talk to people who say, I hate these things, but the new ones operate beautifully.
It's also very easy to run into those windows, and you have them on your deck when children are playing. And I think I have a couple kids still with scars on their foreheads running into the kitchen window.
Absolutely, where you don't want it out. Yeah, so
placement of these windows is important.
Exactly. And potentially sometimes, like where you don't want the casement, like the door, sometimes an awning window can work its opening from the bottom, but sometimes not too, depending on the height of it and if it's in that running room, right?
Yes.
So, and you know, that's where you can look to a sliding window that's not going to swing out and injure children.
Right. So in preparation for our interview today, I was looking up quite a bit online about energy efficiency. And of course, they have quite a few terms available. So we talk about radiation and conduction and convection and air leakage. And I have to say, I was fairly overwhelmed by how many concepts there are that have gone into the thoughts and the strategies of people who are actually building windows and doors. And I want to encourage our listeners that there's a lot of good information online, but they really don't have to become experts in energy efficiency or in window and door manufacturing. You you folks are the expert. And anything that I've done research on, I haven't even been able to ask my questions because you've already answered them by just chatting about the windows. So for this segment, I'd like for you to take us through the process of how you work with your clients and customers when they're looking at investing money into their home to upgrade their windows. Can you take us through basically a start to finish?
You bet. So, I mean, initially it begins with a site visit to the home to have a look, a full walk through the house inside and outside, taking basic measurements in order to produce a quote, of course, for them, but discussing all the ins and outs with the customers about options out there for them. And as you say, they don't need to be the experts, right? We have all of that information. One of the things, you know, we're talking about U-value earlier. So, I mean, what does 1.6 mean, right? What does that mean to anybody unless you're in the industry? So I always like that goofy little the display unit I mentioned, right? That is a way to really to feel it, to understand where that number comes from. So again, all of that in that process. So, you know, we talk about what sorts of windows, we get the quote together. If somebody decides to proceed, we typically go back to do the very finicky, careful measuring, which we don't have to do to get a firm quote as far as that goes. Once we have all of that done and that, you know, we're at the point of installation, again, critically it is very important to have qualified installers putting in your windows, right? There are many ways a window can be installed incorrectly, which can lead to numerous problems, you know, in that window functioning as it should, in potential leaks. I'll throw out we didn't know we needed a drip cap, right? And potential water issues. There's a whole pile of things. So it is in your best interest to have qualified installers do it. Just a quick point back to that rebate, right? It only you're only eligible if they have been installed by qualified installers.
Well,
so just as a note, right?
Because it is an energy efficient product. If it's not installed in an energy efficient manner, well, you've basically shot yourself in the foot.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have the air leakage and all of those, that energy transfer around the window if it's not sealed properly.
Exactly, right? So,
no, that
for
makes,
sure. Yeah.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
So your installation people come in and they finish the job and
exactly.
Everyone's happy and of course, you get very positive feedback.
We typically, absolutely. And, you know, when people change out more than a few windows, they feel a difference immediately, right?
Interesting.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely, right?
So I wanted to go back to a point that we were talking about in the first part of the program. And that was that we are often pointed to an Energy Star type of product through government websites and particularly the research that I did in just preparing for our chat today. But one of the things that you mentioned leads me to a conclusion that perhaps the Energy Star and the zones that are indicated on the website in terms of the zone areas throughout the country may not correlate with the building code
zones. No, they don't. Yeah.
So I appreciate that you and I can talk about that. I don't have to be an expert in the zones. I don't have to be an expert in building code. This is what you do every day. Mm-hmm. So people can come and talk with you. They don't necessarily have to do the research ahead of time. You're already aware that this information doesn't jive.
Uh-huh.
And you're putting windows in that are quality windows that are going to meet the building code.
Absolutely.
For our zones.
Yes, and there is another critical point to add to that too, because windows and doors need to meet something we refer to as NAFS, all right? This is the North American Fenestration Standard. NAFS,
that's
yes,
right.
Yeah, exactly, right? And gosh, so this came into effect, I can't remember, not that many years ago, right? Quite a big deal. Previous to this, windows had been regulated. Doors weren't, residential doors weren't. Now they are. And so that was a big deal for manufacturers, okay? And when we're talking about that list of criteria, what they're dealing with there are air, So air infiltration again, water, so resistance to water penetration, and the structural integrity of a window or door, okay? And there's actually more to it, but we could call those the big three.
Yes.
Building code says we must meet a particular standard. Again, it is, there's geographical differences, okay?
Yes.
So it comes, they sum it up in what they refer to as performance grade, which is a numerical designation. The higher the number, the better. And I mean, there's different classifications of it, from residential, I think light commercial, and so on, right? Again, we're focused on the residential, but higher the number, the better. And again, going to people looking at windows, because there's a lot of windows out there. You want to make sure your windows and your doors meet NAFS, right? Most quotes are going to have that information on there. If it isn't there, you want to be asking, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Right? I guess previously there were some crazy, like crazy things being built, say in a vinyl window, which really were structurally inadequate. And you better believe there'd be problems down the road. So yes, it's lovely and pretty for a little while, but then, you know, anyways, yeah.
Right. So it's very important, the materials that are going into the construction of these, because, you know, it's not cheap to do these upgrades in our homes. You know, this isn't something that we're going to take lightly. This is a process that we want to work through with the most information available possible. Julie, would you give us your contact information if my listeners would like to get a hold of you and ask you some questions, have you do the walkthrough through their home, please?
Absolutely. So I work on the Victoria Street, All West Glass Shop. I think we're 1011 Victoria Street. What is our phone number?
250-563-1555.
Thank you.
Marvelous. Thanks so much for your time, Julie.
You are very welcome. It was a pleasure.
To my listeners, thank you for your time, and we will talk again very soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.